Thanks for joining us for today's installment of The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. Yesterday, we began a fascinating discussion with our guest Gretchen Pasentino on the popularity of The Secret, the best-selling book, DVD, and related merchandise that is influencing millions of people in their life decisions. Ms. Pasentino returns today for more dialogue. And by the way, Hank has written a concise tract titled, What is the Secret?, that effectively refutes the claims of The Secret and points the reader to the real source of joy and fulfillment in life, Jesus Christ. In just a moment, we'll let you know about how you can get copies of What is the Secret? To distribute to family and friends. But right now, let's hear from the host of The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Today I'm hosting Gretchen Pasentino, who is an author, a professor. She's a co-founder of Answers in Action and one of the most brilliant apologists on the planet today. She's available through answers.org on the World Wide Web. And we're talking about a phenomenon called The Secret, which has captivated the hearts and minds of so many millions of people, but it is a case in point where people need discernment. It is an age-old phenomenon that continues to be packaged and repackaged both in the Christian community and the secular community. And if you buy into it, you are going to be buying into a very dangerous idea with radical consequences. Gretchen, welcome back to day two.
Well, thank you, Hank. You know, this seems in some ways like a very silly issue to be focused on. You know, really, when you get down to it, the secret is nothing. The secret is just think good thoughts and your life will be good. That's so counterintuitive. It's so obviously contrary to real life that it seems amazing that people would believe it. But put a nice accent, flashy production into it, have important people say that this is really good, give anecdotal stories about people who have practiced it and found that for them it worked, and all of a sudden it becomes a very enticing and seductive lie that draws people into believing that just by thinking they can have everything they ever dreamed of. It teaches people to be self-centered instead of other-centered, to trust in a blind, impersonal principle instead of the true, living, and loving God.
You mentioned some of the notable endorsers of The Secret. They include people like Jack Canfield, author of the mega industry Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and many others like Neil Donald Walsh, author of the best-selling Conversations with God.
Absolutely. There are so many people who have bought into this or who themselves are promoting these motivational things. You know, I was reading an article in our local Southern California Orange County Register business section a few weeks ago by a motivational business consultant, and he said people latch onto The Secret because it seems too good to be true. And he says it is too good to be true. It's not true. There is no substitute for truth and reality. You really can't get something for nothing. In fact, even the great redemptive story, the salvation of Jesus Christ, that doesn't come at no cost. It comes at the cost of the life of the Son of God. Yet to us, there is no cost, just our simple yielding to Him.
Back in 1993, I wrote a book called Christianity in Crisis in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. We have an update titled, and this is the cover story, Christianity Still in Crisis, a Word of Faith update. And again, the Word of Faith movement is the idea that faith is a force. Words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, you can create your own reality. Joyce Meyer puts it this way, unto every man is given the measure of faith, and faith is a powerful force. And the two greatest ways that we release our faith is through sincere, heartfelt prayer and through the words of your mouth. She also believes that people can speak things into existence and says, this is a principle based on Romans 4:17, that we have a God who gives life to the dead, and He calls things that be not as though they already existed. If there's something in your way, she continues, speak to it. Now, it's one thing to say that we have a God who can speak things into existence, but is that automatically of necessity translate to his creation?
Well, no, Hank, and neither you nor I would want our listeners to misunderstand. We're not saying that faith cannot produce results. We're not saying that God doesn't do miracles or answer prayers. Yesterday I talked about a friend of mine, a pastor friend, who comes from the same stream of Christianity that some of these prominent teachers come from. And yet his perspective is so biblical and so much different. And he was praying with my husband and me about a particular problem that our church was going through. And we prayed together just before he left. Before he even got home, the solution to the problem happened, and it was almost exactly what he had prayed. It wasn't because he had the mechanics down right. It wasn't because he named it and claimed it. It was because he surrendered himself to God, as my husband and I did. We asked God to intervene and to act according to his will and according to his plan. We happened to have listened properly to God. It's not that God listened to us. We listened to him.
So faith is not a force. Words are not the containers of the force. And through the force of faith, we do not create our own reality. But faith is a channel of living trust between an individual and their Lord. And that faith is only as good as the object in whom it is placed. And that person, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, will never fail us. And that is, as you say, why we pray, not my will be done, but thy will be done.
Well, Hank, one of you and I both share in common a great admiration for the New Testament theologian N.T. Wright. And one of his lines is one of my favorite lines that I've borrowed from his. And that is, God's way is always the best way, but it's rarely what we think it's going to be. If we trust in God's way, we will never be disappointed, even though God's way may often surprise us.
We are, Gretchen, talking about the secret, and the secret is the law of attraction. I want to play a clip of John Assaraf, founder of One Coach, featured in the Secret DVD. He's talking to Larry King, and he's talking about the essence, the scientific essence of the secret, couching this in the notion that this is indeed a scientific principle.
We begin with John Assaraf. John, as a teenager, led the kind of life that could have earned him life behind bars or a place on a slab in a morgue. Today, he's a New York Times bestselling author, the force behind a number of multimillion-dollar corporations, and is co-founder of One Coach. What is the secret?
The secret is really based on something called the law of attraction. And we can go to science to understand that everything in the universe has a frequency, everything vibrates. And the secret is all about making sure that you're thinking the right thoughts so that your body vibrates in the right way, and so you attract what you want into your life.
There you have it, Gretchen. It's scientific.
You know, I mentioned yesterday that the secret starts out in both the DVD and the book claiming to be very scientific, to have an affinity with the principles and the laws of physics, but it ends up being nothing more than a cartoonish caricature of reality. You can make a whole lot of statements, but you need to be able to back it up. As we saw yesterday, to say that fat is the product of words and not of calories is actually contrary to reality, no matter how stringently or dogmatically you might say it. Our words have power because of the concepts they represent, because of the personal interaction between us and the person we're talking with, not because of the words themselves.
Virtually every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God that is true in the secret. It is also true in this concept packaged for Christian consumption. Here's a clip of T.D. Jakes. He is the pastor of the Potter's House. He's a best-selling mega author. Here he's talking about a cartoonish characterization, from my perspective, and I think yours, Gretchen, of God.
God was saying, I am a transformer. I can become whatever I need to be. But he is a spirit. When God says, I am that I am, he says, I can become whatever. And he showed off from that point on all through the wilderness. He just kept turning into stuff. He kept turning into stuff. They said, we hungry. He started dropping his loaves of bread.
They said, we want meat. He became quail and started flying through the air. They said, what are we going to do for water? He became water and came gushing out of rock. They said, it's hot out here. He became a pillar above them by day. They said, it's cold at night. He said, I'll become a cloud of fire by night. They said, we can't drink this bitter water. He became a tree and turned the bitter water sweet. I mean, he just kept turning into stuff. One God manifesting in a multiplicity of ways. One God. Now, you don't divide all of those manifestations into different gods. The God of bread, the God of quail, the God of water, the God of tree, the God of cloud, the God of fire. Just one God who manifests himself in many different ways. Okay, you with me? Your God is multifaceted. Manifold, many shades. Okay?
Gretchen, I think this underscores how important it is for every Christian to understand the God who reveals himself in the sacred pages of Scripture.
Well, you know, with I don't know the context of that whole message. You've listened to it and I haven't, but it reminds me of a passage in The Secret that talks about God in a similar kind of way. According to The Secret, God is your personal genie. This is the way it's said in the book. The genie has simply answered your every command. The genie is the law of attraction, and it is always present and always listening to everything you think, speak, and act. You are the master of the universe, and the genie is there to serve you. The genie never questions your commands. You think it, and the genie immediately begins to leverage the universe through people, circumstances, and events to fulfill your wish. Another promoter of The Secret, Joe Vitale, says that God is like a dream catalog. He says the genie is a dream catalog. This is really fun. It's like having the universe as your catalog. You flip through it and say, I'd like to have this experience and that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you placing your order with the universe. It's really that easy. And then you have Jake saying, if you need a quail, he's a quail. If you need water, he's water. If you need heat, he's fire. God is not our genie, our catalog, or our transformer. He is our Lord and Savior. We do not go to him for what we need. We go to him because he is deserving of our worship and our praise. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Not because we deserve them, not because he's our genie or our catalog or our transformer, but because he loves us and has sent his son to die for us.
Gretchen, we want to talk all hour about The Secret so that we can give people discernment skills, but we also want to give them tools. And to that end, I have developed a track titled What is the Secret? It is available in a 20-pack set or a 100-pack set, very inexpensive. But the idea behind this is to put a piece of information into the hands of someone who has been impacted in some unique way by this incredible phenomenon that is just spreading like wildfire. As we point out, it's being packaged for Christian consumption and for secular consumption. But you've also written an article on this subject, and that article is also available along with the tracks when people give us a call at 888-7000-CRI or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. But our goal, Gretchen, is to equip people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited about this tract called What is the Secret? In barely a dozen paragraphs, you've given people an analysis, a response, a clear presentation of the gospel. My article, of course, is much longer than that, not as short as a tract, but with the background of the article and with the strong gospel message and analysis of the tract, people can go out confidently and share the gospel with people who have fallen for The Secret.
And both of these available to you when you give us a call right now at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that number, 888-7000-CRI. Resource consultants are standing by. Or just log into the World Wide Web and order online at equip.org. Or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. On the other side of the break, back with your questions for Gretchen Passantino. Please don't touch that dial.
The real secret is out. The Bible Answer Man is the program to tune to for concise answers to your questions about the Bible, cults and false religions, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. As part of this mission, Hank has written a vital tract that effectively addresses and refutes the claims of The Secret. Using both biblical and non-biblical sources, Hank exposes this movement for the deception it is and helps point the way to Jesus Christ as the true source of a fulfilling life. So order and pass on the tract titled, What is the Secret? As a bonus, we'll include Gretchen Passantino's article entitled, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret Isn't the Answer to Life. Call 888-7000-CRI and specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. What are your plans for this summer? Here are two opportunities to come hear Hank Hanegraaff in person and have a memorable summer while you do. Hank is coming to New York State for Camp of the Woods. This is a camp the whole family will love. Hank will be the chapel speaker opening week, June 23rd through the 30th. Then it's off to Orlando, Florida, where Hank is speaking at Student Leadership University. This will be a dynamic week for your teen, running July 2nd through 5th. Hank will be discussing three foundational apologetic issues: our origins, the deity of Christ and His resurrection, and the reliability of the Bible. These are three crucial issues that Hank believes every Christian should be equipped to address. Plus, he'll devote lots of time to answering questions from students. Make this an unforgettable summer with Hank Hanegraaff. To register for either of these events, log on to our website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank will return with our guest, Gretchen Passantino, when the Bible Answer Man returns right after this break.
You are eternal life. You're source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Does this rhetoric sound familiar? It ought to. These aged slogans of self-deity are now being marketed to a new generation through The Secret, the New York Times bestseller that argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. But by following its advice, millions are setting themselves up for disaster. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has prepared a tract called What is the Secret? That analyzes and exposes this fraud. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is found not in the secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled What is the Secret? Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify packs of 20 or 100 when you order. 888-7000-CRI or order from our website at equip.org.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
These are the last of the last days. Oh, somewhere between 2003 and 2005, Jesus will come back.
How much longer do you think we really might have?
I don't believe we have another 10 years.
Anywhere from now till 2018, Jesus Christ will appear to set up His thousand-year kingdom of revelation.
When will Jesus come back? The consensus is as varied as the number of so-called experts you ask. So where do you turn for definitive scriptural insight on the end times?
Understanding Revelation is now within your grasp. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff deals with today's most asked prophecy questions. It distinctively presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about end times and why it matters today by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or order online at equip.org. Thanks for staying with us here on The Bible Answer Man as we examine the thinking behind Rhonda Byrne's bestseller, The Secret. The Secret is all about how to achieve your own goals, how to increase your own wealth, and how to attract all good things to yourself. It's an enticement that millions of Americans are drawn to. And although The Secret is said to work for anyone, no matter what their religious beliefs, its worldview is contradictory to the Christian worldview. Find out more when you call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI and order the tract, What is the Secret? Specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. And just this reminder that Hank's online chat begins right after today's Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank will be chatting online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern, talking about the end times and his very latest work, The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Join him online with your question and be a part of the worldwide community of Bible Answer Man fans. Again, that's Hank Hanegraaff in a live internet chat right after today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, starting at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Go to www.equip.org for details. That's equip.org. And now let's return to the conversation between our guest, Gretchen Passantino, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
It wasn't all that long ago that my kids were trying to explain to me what online chats were, and now I'm actually participating in one. I'm talking today with Gretchen Passantino. She's a professor and author. She's the co-founder of one of the greatest apologetics ministry on the planet, Answers in Action, available through answers.org. And she is someone who has generously given of her time and her expertise to equip so many people along the way. I have greatly benefited from her counsel and her insights. And as always, it is a pleasure to have you with us, Gretchen.
Well, thank you so much, Hank. I value our friendship and our relationship in apologetics. And I'm so glad that for both of us, understanding what people really believe and being able to communicate the truth of the gospel matters the most to us. Not being right, not winning the argument, but knowing the truth.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really attracted me to you, is the fact that you are far more interested in winning a person than winning an argument.
Well, you know, Hank, you heard things about me before you met me that weren't very flattering. And I heard things about you before I met you that weren't very flattering. And yet, when we sat down and we talked to each other and we shared our mutual faith, when we saw each other's heart, our devotion to the gospel, and our commitment to truth, all those things fell away. And what matters is the unity that we have in Christ.
One of the things you and I have been united in is working with organizations behind the scenes, and by God's grace, some of those organizations have seen some radical transformations.
We have, and you know, that transformation happened to me many years ago when I was someone who didn't know Christ and was alone in the world, wandering by myself. It's happened various times during my life as God has brought into my life people who have gently and charitably shown me the error of my ways in different ways and brought me into truth and righteousness. What others have done for me, I can't withhold from those that he brings into my life. And I know you feel the same way. None of us is above reproach. None of us is above correction or instruction or nourishment in God's word. And the more we can share it with others, the more it'll be shared with us.
You, in a very self-effacing way, have owned up to some of the mistakes that you have made through your influence. You have impacted people around the globe, and sometimes in a negative way, and you saw that firsthand on a trip to China.
Yes, I did. You know, many years ago, the late Dr. Walter Martin, my late husband Bob, and other CRI associates did an evaluation of the teachings of the local church movement following the teachings of a man named Witness Lee, who was the successor to the Chinese Christian mystic Watchman Nee. And at the time, we did our evaluations for a wide variety of reasons, some of the lack on our side and some of the lack on their side. We came out with some very critical evaluations of that movement. Now, here it is 30-some years later, and having sat down with you, the Christian Research Journal editor-in-chief, Elliot Miller, and some of the leaders of this movement, we have completely reevaluated not only the materials that were available back then, but the materials that are available since then. We have spent time in dialogue and conversation with these leaders and with, you know, ordinary people in the group as well. And we have determined that the local church movement is well within Christian orthodoxy. They are not a cult. They are not cultic. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And although there are a number of issues on which we have differences, a number of practices and understandings that we do not share, none of those are in the areas of the essential, foundational, cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith. They are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and I'm not afraid to say that. And in January, I had the great privilege of representing you, Christian Research Institute, and me in Answers in Action in Hong Kong and in mainland China, addressing Christian Chinese Christians there, not just in the local church movements, but in many other Christian churches there too, and apologizing to them for the effect our criticisms had so many years ago. And even though some of them were valid criticisms, and even though they were not intended to cause material or physical harm or endanger the people involved in the local church movements, nevertheless, they were used by the Chinese Communist government, along with other critical materials, some of them far less responsible than ours, and they were used to actually put people in prison and have people suffer persecution and even be threatened with death simply for having a different understanding or explanation of the same faith that saves us. And I was very proud to stand there and offer my apologies and ask for forgiveness. I sat with one man who spent 14 years in prison. He was 10 or 11 years of that on death row for his faith in Jesus Christ. And I held his hand and I said, I am so sorry that what I said and wrote was used to threaten your life, to separate you from your wife and your daughter, to cause you such terrible persecution for so many years. And he looked at me and he said, no apology needed. God put me there to preach the gospel. That was my mission field. Thank you for letting me serve there. That is the kind of Christian unity and humble self-sacrifice that epitomizes true Christian faith. It's not a matter of emotions or facts. It's not a matter of, are we going to be touchy-feely and have a nice time of fellowship with somebody, or are we going to tell the truth? It's that when we tell the truth in love, when we listen to a person's heart and not merely his words, we come to the realization that there are many more who name the name of Christ than we're aware of at a cursory glance.
Well, help me understand this then. You have not met with Rhonda Byrne. You haven't talked to her about her mega best-selling book, The Secret. How can you be so sure that what she's saying is wrong? And where do we get the precedent biblically for taking someone who is communicating spiritual cyanide over the airwaves, taking them on in a public forum? Is there a biblical precedent for that?
Well, certainly there is. You know, if you look at Galatians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul was not shy at even rebuking a fellow apostle, the Apostle Peter, when he felt that Peter was behaving in a way that could be misconstrued as to be denying the gospel. In Titus, we're reminded that when Christian leaders say things that are public, that are in error, we can publicly rebuke them so that others see the same and repent. Certainly Rhonda Burns doesn't even claim to be Christian, and she has made public statements that are open to public criticism. Anyone in our country has the constitutional right, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, to state our opinions and to state our criticisms of other opinions. If Rhonda Burns would like to spend time in dialogue and explain to me how it could be the case that for her, God is impersonal, inexorable, a law of the universe, a genie and a mail order catalog or an online catalog, and at the same time, he is the Lord of the universe, the one who is our creator and sustainer and savior, I would be more than happy to do that, and I know you would also. In the meantime, what she has said publicly is open to public criticism, and with all due respect, we certainly have the right to do that.
And not only the right, but the responsibility. Tell me, what is the most significant error of the quote-unquote secret from your perspective?
The most significant error is that it purports to be the secret of the universe, the answer to ultimate reality and meaning in life, and yet it is completely devoid of the true answer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There is no other name under heaven by which you might be saved except that of Jesus Christ. The officials of Jesus' day searched the scriptures looking for life, and those scriptures were those that testified of him, but they were not willing to come to him. The secret is a false gospel, a counterfeit, a substitute for the true Jesus. It is leading people to hell while telling them it's leading them to heaven on earth.
You point out that the secret promotes a self-centered faith rather than a God-centered faith.
In the secret, you're told that you can have riches, you can have cars, mansions, caviar, romantic interests. You can indulge yourself completely, ultimately, and unfailingly merely by the law of attraction, by thinking and speaking all of these things into reality. In fact, the secret not only says that you can have and deserve all of these physical blessings, but that those who are suffering and who have lack deserve it and have brought it on themselves and want it. So not only do you deserve caviar and mansions and Cadillacs, but the starving person deserves to starve. That's a counterfeit faith.
My Tract, published by the American Tract Society, available in 20 packs or 100 packs, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, along with Gretchen Pasentino's insightful article titled Rhonda Burns, The Secret Really Isn't the Answer to Life. All of that available when you give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. It's also available on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And I promise, on the other side of the break, we'll give you an opportunity to speak directly to Gretchen Pasentino. Again, the number to dial to speak with Gretchen Pasentino is simply 888-ASK-HANK. Stay tuned for more of Gretchen Pasentino as we take your calls and discuss The Secret.
The real secret is out. The Bible Answer Man is the program to tune to for concise answers to your questions about the Bible, cults and false religions, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. As part of this mission, Hank has written a vital tract that effectively addresses and refutes the claims of The Secret. Using both biblical and non-biblical sources, Hank exposes this movement for the deception it is and helps point the way to Jesus Christ as the true source of a fulfilling life. So order and pass on the tract titled, What is the Secret? As a bonus, we'll include Gretchen Pasentino's article entitled, Rhonda Burns, The Secret Isn't the Answer to Life. Call 888-7000-CRI. Specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. Order your copy of Hank Hanegraaff's new book, The Apocalypse Code. It could very well change your mind about coming events and why a proper understanding of biblical prophecy matters so much. Perhaps your Sunday school or small group would appreciate the information in The Apocalypse Code.
Well, CRI has made special arrangements so that you can get special quantity package discounts. 3 copies will be sent to you for a gift of $49, and 7 copies will be sent for your gift to CRI of $99. And for anyone who orders a 3-pack or 7-pack of the Apocalypse Code, we'll send a free The Apocalypse Code Study Guide. Call 888-7000-CRI to order. If you're on the web, go to www.equip.org and you can order it right there online. Stay with us. The Bible Answer Man will continue.
You are eternal life. Your source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Does this rhetoric sound familiar? It ought to. These aged slogans of self-deity are now being marketed to a new generation through The Secret, the New York Times bestseller that argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. But by following its advice, millions are setting themselves up for disaster. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has prepared a tract called What is the Secret that analyzes and exposes this fraud. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is found not in the secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled What is the Secret? Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify packs of 20 or 100 when you order. 888-7000-CRI or order from our website at equip.org.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the works and words of such men as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history. Men whose passion for Christ transcends time. Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains 5 of the greatest works by 5 of the greatest leaders in church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage. Normally, this collection is $59.95, but order in time for Father's Day and it's only $49.95. Classics of the Christian Faith CD collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Want to go back to the phone lines? We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y. Or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Call now and order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Look for it on our website at equip.org.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Bible Answer Man as we examine the thinking behind Rhonda Byrne's bestseller, The Secret. The Secret is all about how to achieve your own goals, how to increase your own wealth, and how to attract all good things to yourself. It's an enticement that millions of Americans are drawn to. And although The Secret is said to work for anyone, no matter what their religious beliefs, its worldview is contradictory to the Christian worldview. Find out more when you call the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI and order the tract, What is the Secret? Specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. The number again to call is 888-7000-CRI. Or check it out on our website, www.equip.org. And now let's return to the conversation between our guest, Gretchen Passantino, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
I just want to take a few moments to share with you a very important concern that is before us right here at the Christian Research Institute. You see, lately, we've experienced a virtual shutdown in giving from listeners and donors. Income from giving seems evaporated from where it was this time last year, and it has produced a shortfall that is in the neighborhood of $775,000. In addition, we're coming up on the end of our fiscal year, and by all accounts, we're projected to come up substantially short as we close our books. With only a few days remaining in CRI's year-end, a huge gap needs to be closed between where we are right now financially and where we need to be. Add all those factors together, and we find ourselves in a critical situation. The last thing we want to do during this critical time is to shrink back from the outreach and equipping we engage in each and every day. We receive innumerable letters, emails, phone calls from Christians and non-Christians alike who are asking about God, the Bible, life after death, Islam, the reality of Christ, end times prayer, and so much more. And the only way the Christian Research Institute can keep up with this outreach and then make headway against these substantial financial challenges is through your prayerful and financial support. If you're a regular or even semi-regular listener to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and you've seen firsthand the difference this ministry has made in presenting the truth of God's Word, then I'm asking you for your financial and prayerful help. It's critical that we hear from you today. There are two ways you can contact us to send your gifts. First, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or on the internet at equip.org. Let us hear from you today, and thank you. May God richly bless you for your friendship and faithfulness. We'll go right to the phone lines. Calls for Gretchen Passantino. First up, Brandon, listening on KPDQ in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Hank. I had seen the book and I read the synopsis on it, and it disgusted me, so I didn't even buy the thing. I was disturbed by it. But I was wondering how her writings and Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking compare with each other.
Brandon, that's a very good question, and let me also say you live in a very wonderful place. My oldest daughter and her husband and my two darling grandchildren live there in Eugene, Oregon, so that has a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. But Norman Vincent Peale, now he did have a Christian background and a biblical basis for his basic worldview, although he taught things that I think were seriously in error along these lines specifically, and that is he shared with Rhonda Byrne the same idea that there were inexorable mental laws that would operate with or without a relationship with God, with or without a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, and that it is in fact our own self-generated attitude and commitment and practice that determines the status of our life, not our full dependence and yielding and submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I certainly wouldn't say that Norman Vincent Peale has the robust paganism, non-Christian, and pantheistic attitude of The Secret, but there is a very, very similar lack of focus on the resurrection, the death of Christ on behalf of us and our sins, and our reconciliation to God being the true focus of eternal life.
Back to the phone lines, Caroline, listening in KKLA, Long Beach, California. Hi, Caroline.
Hello, Hank and Gretchen. I thank God for both of you and for your ministry and your work. It really blesses me every day that I can hear you. The reason I'm calling today is I'm wondering about the Course in Miracles and if this is in the same genre as The Secret.
Of course, The Course in Miracles is similar to The Secret and some of the other things we've been talking about today because it substitutes for the true gospel and instead gives a secret esoteric pathway that is only available to the elite and that involves mental processes and self-centered aggrandizement instead of selfless abandonment to God and to His redemptive story in Jesus Christ. The Course in Miracles, I would add, has occultic aspects to it that open up the practitioners to demonic influences and to a cavalier attitude toward supernatural powers that are not from the Holy Spirit and don't come from Scripture, are not conformed to scriptural teaching. I know that the Christian Research Institute has some materials on the Course in Miracles, and I'm sure that if you go to their website or call their toll-free number, you can get a lot of that extra information, too.
Sure, on the web at equip.org, and the Course claims to be Christian. In fact, the opening pages of the text imply that the true author is Jesus Christ speaking in the first person, and this entire convoluted mess radically redefines the person of Christ, as does, of course, The Secret, which is the topic of conversation. But, you know, the author of The Secret, Gretchen, talks about prosperity being our birthright. Here is a clip of Rhonda Byrne, the author, making it clear that every good thing you want, you also deserve.
You are the heir to the kingdom. Prosperity is your birthright, and you hold the key to more abundance in every area of your life than you can possibly imagine. You deserve every good thing you want, and the universe will give you every good thing you want, but you have to summon it into your life. Now you know the secret. You have the key. The key is your thoughts and feelings. And you have been holding the key in your hand all of your life.
Gretchen, before you comment on that, I thought I'd play a clip of Rod Parsley on the Trinity Broadcasting Network talking about the prosperity gospel so you can comment on the two of them and the points at which they connect.
Say, I'm on my way to houses I didn't build. Some of you better get ready to drive around in neighborhoods where you never thought you'd be able to afford to live. Some of you better go down to that Lexus and Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it. And when they say, what are you doing? Just say, well, I'm just feeling out what my father's going to give me. Well, how's he going to give it to you? Because I'm going to be obedient. I heard a word from the man of God, and when I obey that word, it unleashes that anointing into my life. And I'm on my way to houses I didn't build, full of good things I didn't have to buy.
Sounds like the connection, Gretchen, is prosperity being your birthright.
Well, that is the very similar theme in both of them, and it contrasts so strongly with what we hear throughout Scripture, that because we have sinned and rebelled against God, who created us to be fulfilled only in worshiping and serving Him, we are separated from Him. We have no life. We have no rights. In fact, the only thing that we deserve is hell. And yet, as Paul promises us in Romans chapter 5, while we were yet sinners, God sent his Son to die for us. We are redeemed, and we are given eternal life, which is far better than any Lexus or any mansion or any extra zeros on our paycheck, as purported by Parsley or Rhonda Byrne or anybody else. We are given eternal life. That is, to be fulfilled in worshiping and serving God as we were originally created. And that comes not because it's our birthright. It's not. It's Christ's birthright. But he transfers it to us because God loves us even though we're sinners.
The current issue of the Christian Research Journal covers story, Christianity Still in Crisis, a Word of Faith update featuring T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Joyce Meyer, Creflo Dollar, and Rod Parsley. You don't want to miss this edition of the Christian Research Journal. It's available when you give us a call at 888-7000 CRI or when you log into the World Wide Web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you subscribe today, first issue comes out to you free of charge. As we close the broadcast today, Gretchen, give me your opinion of how someone can use the tracks we're talking about titled What is the Secret, as well as your article, so that these might become tools in the hands of believers to reach out to someone in their network, their family, their friends, their coworkers who has been seduced by the secret.
Well, the article that I wrote is longer and more complex than the tract that you wrote from the American Bible Society. together the two can partner to adequately equip you to refute the teachings of the secret and to share the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ with those who have fallen for the secret's false teachings. Use the article to equip yourself, to learn how to use Scripture, to share the principles of Scripture that are contrary to the secret, and then take the tract, which even includes a fill-out portion for people who want to dedicate their lives to Christ and want to know more and get a copy of God's Word. Give it to people you talk to who tell you about the secret. Maybe you work with someone who says, hey, we all need to use the secret here and we'll have better sales next month. And you can say, you know, I've got a secret about the secret. Let me share it with you. There are many opportunities we have to use this. In fact, I've been in bookstores before where I've seen copies of objectionable books, and right in front of them just happens to be lying a little inexpensive tract. I'm not saying that anybody should violate the law or anything like that, but it is so easy to get this small, efficient, gospel-centered tract into the hands of those people who are open, who are looking for answers, who think that the secret may solve their problems, but they need the true gospel, not the secret.
Gretchen Pasentino, she's the co-founder of Answers in Action, available on the World Wide Web at answers.org. Order the article by Gretchen Pasentino and the tracts in bulk. You can get 20 or 100, very inexpensive, but a powerful tool for reaching out, making a difference while there's yet time. Again, the number to dial, 888-7000-CRI. Out of time for today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. See you next time with more of the show.
There is no secret to the number of deceptions found in Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. Its age-old promise, touting that you will be like God, promotes a self-centered faith rather than a God-centered faith. In reality, its end is self-indulgence, self-centeredness, and self-destruction. If you know someone who's being deceived by the rhetoric found in The Secret, and you want to point the way to a true abundant life, give them the tract penned by Hank Hanegraaff titled, What is the Secret? This strategic tract is packed with solid biblical content and airtight answers to The Secret's empty promise. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is not found in The Secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled, What is the Secret? As a bonus, we'll include Gretchen Pasentino's article entitled, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret Isn't the Answer to Life. Call 888-7000-CRI. Specify whether you'd like the 20-pack or the 100-pack of tracts. 888-7000-CRI. You can find out more on our website at www.equip.org. You're welcome to write us as well at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. And just this reminder that Hank's online chat begins right after today's Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank will be chatting online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern, talking about the end times and his very latest work, The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Join him online with your question and be a part of the worldwide community of Bible Answer Man fans. Again, that's Hank Hanegraaff in a live internet chat right after today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, starting at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Go to www.equip.org for details. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is on your radio because truth matters. This is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
You are eternal life, your source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Does this rhetoric sound familiar? It ought to. These aged slogans of self-deity are now being marketed to a new generation through The Secret, the New York Times bestseller that argues that your thoughts have unlimited power, that a universal law of attraction will grant you anything you desire. But by following its advice, millions are setting themselves up for disaster. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has prepared a tract called What is the Secret? That analyzes and exposes this fraud. By sharing this tract with others, they'll discover that powerful living is found not in the secret, but in the Savior. Order your tracts from CRI titled What is the Secret? Call 888-7000-CRI. Please specify packs of 20 or 100 when you order. 888-7000-CRI or order from our website at equip.org.